second all-girls team in Tennessee FFA history. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Recently, during the 83rd State FFA Convention, the second all-girls team in the state's history was elected to serve the association. But there was another historical moment with this team as well.
It was beyond amazing. It's the first time in FFA history that a brother and sister have been in the same position 2 years in a row. So the feeling of him hugging me before I went on stage and just knowing that family pride, it's just amazing. The words can't describe it. But I knew that it was me, and I just took off. I don't know if I lost my shoes or what happened. I just started.
Courtney Walker is from the Cumberland Gap FFA and was elected as the state's East Tennessee Vice President, the office her brother held last year. She says she's excited about the upcoming year and wants to make an impact, one member at a time. And Alyssa McLaren, elected as state secretary, made some history for her chapter as well.
I'm originally from the Clay County FFA chapter. I am now the first state officer from the Clay County FFA chapter. I thought that it was amazing. The laser show, all the new music, everything that was going on. It was just so much fun, and I think that it really pumped people up and has left the members with inspiration to go back and share with their home chapters.
And convention held special significance for the state's West Tennessee Vice President. Alyssa Fee from the Liberty FFA chapter says after being named the state's Star in Ag Placement last year, she didn't think much could top it, but state office certainly did.
You know, I can say I set this as a goal for myself 4 years ago, but it really goes back farther than that. Just hearing my name called was just such an amazing experience. Some people are probably going to have the image that they're an all-girl team. They're going to think we're going to fight or something, but we all really get along really well. And as we go on through the year, we're going to set many goals. We've all got a lot of great ideas, and we're just going to come together and put them together the best that we can.
A great group of leaders for the Tennessee FFA, and we look forward to seeing what they accomplish over the next year. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.